Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast, where our mission is to help hosts share their space and live their dream. This episode is sponsored by our free Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist. Our comprehensive Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist will take the guesswork out of what you'll need to finally get your Airbnb off the ground. You'll have the confidence to do that thing you've always wanted to do.
Get started today sharing your space and living your dream by visiting our website, thanksforvisiting.me, and that's for F-O-R, and signing up for your free Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist. Again, this is free, so hurry up and get your copy today. Now on to the episode.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting. We've got an amazing episode today, but first, most importantly, we gotta share our listeners on the podcast here, Annette. So we've got our STR Share Sunday. It's our hashtag. If you're confused by the Sunday, don't be. That is where we are sharing you not only on the podcast, but also on our Instagram account, on our feed every Sunday. So if you want to see yourself on our Instagram feed, there you go. And also, you'll be featured on the podcast right here, right now. Who are we sharing this week?
We are sharing the Brass Cactus
AZ.
Yeah. Yes. And it is hosted by Nicole.
Her Instagram. And Mark. It's so cute.
Yeah. Visually, it is a dream. And so are her spaces. Or her space. So check her out. Again, it's the Brass Cactus AZ.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go in a little deep dive into what Nicole's got going on.
So she's definitely got a brand going on where like her coloring is like these like soft beiges with peaches and creams and shades of yellows and oranges. It's really pretty. And some pinks in here. Really well done. You can tell she's got an aesthetic. In her feed, she's got pictures of herself enjoying her spaces. It's all really good. And then if you go to her, she got a link in her bio that takes you to her Airbnb. Well, it takes you to her, she calls it the social home. So here you can learn more about her, see her Airbnb. I love that she includes her affiliate link here. So get $55 off your first trip. So if you're a guest, you've never traveled on Airbnb, she gets a little kickback and then you get $55 off your first stay, which is lovely. She offers designing services. So I love that too. She obviously knows that she's got the skill set to help a short-term rental stand out. And then if you go to her Airbnb listing, it's just as beautiful.
Yes. One thing, it is called the Brass Cactus, but if you're going through her photos, there is some sort of cacti. She's in the Scottsdale area. In every room, one of them has this amazing full wall of cacti wallpaper. It is really dreamy and bold. I like that she put that there. It's great, but it definitely looks like a place that she has spent a ton of time. Attention to detail is there. I want to have a photo shoot there. Where?
Well, I bet you she gets photographers asking. One thing I do like, Annette, in her description of the space, and she could do it even more because I think it's a great idea, but since especially because she's a higher end property, but she says that there is a Tuft and Needle mattress,
mm-hmm.
right? Aveda toiletries. She names the brands
on it, yeah,
that we all recognize as consumers, and we all have right with Tuft and Needle, like that's a higher end brand. Mm-hmm. Aveda, it's a higher end brand. She's kind of showing you, telling you potential guest, here's what you can expect. Here's a level of hospitality or level of branding that I offer. I love that.
And there are she uses 46 pictures. And I normally would be like, whoa, that's a lot of pictures, but the space is so good. So and I'm going to let you know some interesting stuff that she does. She has like the drawing of her specific layout of her property is two of the photos. And I think that's a great addition to your listing. She actually photographs, as boring as it may be, the actual parking spaces where you're supposed to park. I appreciate that. And then she has a lot of photos of the town and things to do, which I think is a great addition also. It kind of keeps me here on her listing longer, and I'm definitely, you know, tying me in deeper to her listing and wanting me to book.
No, she's killing it. Good job, Nicole.
Yeah,
thank you for being an amazing host. And also, it looks like her listing's new here, so she's not quite yet a super host, but I have no doubt she is well on her way. She's had 10 reviews. They've all been 5 stars all the way across. So good job. Keep at it. Keep wowing and surprising and delighting your guests. And yeah. All right.
Don't forget to use our hashtag STR Share Sunday.
On to the show. We've got a good one today, listeners. Just put your, what did you say? What did they say to you in your kindergarten? Like, put your listening hat on?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. But I want to preface this episode with how important this information is. And while adulting is hard, this topic is really, it's going to benefit you, your guests, your property, whether you own it, whether you are arbitraging, subleasing, whatever you want to call it. This is important for everyone listening, whether you're already in the game, you want to get in the game. Today, we're going to talk about proper insurance.
And listeners, we didn't even tell our guest this. He's been on our like Dream 100
yes.
for a we while. We did not tell him this. We have, Sarah and I have a list of guests that we know it's necessary to have on the show. We have some vanity ones that we just want to talk to these people. You know, we've got this list hanging and we're knocking one of them down today. We didn't even tell him this, but we have been reaching out. We finally connected and he's going to be an awesome addition to our episode list. And so without further ado, one of these guests we've really been clamoring for. Sarah, who do we have on the show today?
Today we have Darren Pettyjohn, who is the co-founder at Proper Insurance Services. And Proper Insurance offers a custom penned insurance product designed for us, for vacation rental and short-term rental owners. So I don't want to mess up the introduction any further. Darren, welcome to the show. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you. That was quite the intro.
Yeah, we didn't tell you. You've been on our list. So good. So Darren, where are you coming from today? Where are you located?
So phone and internet, as you know, in today's age, allows you to work from anywhere. And I'm coming from the great state of Montana, Bozeman, Montana.
Love it.
So we choose to live in the mountains. And this is where I've been my primary residence and home for over 20 years now.
Have you always been in love with insurance?
Much like, you know, it's an interesting actually, because a lot of my friends, you know, a lot of children dream of being an astronaut or a firefighter. And for whatever reason, I just dreamt about insurance contract law. It was a weird thing and I made it happen and I'm living in Montana. I mean, it's a dream.
I love that. Can you walk us through your career a little bit? How did you get started? And even you're co-founder at Proper Insurance. So that's pretty impressive. How did you get to where you're at today?
Yeah, thank you. Like a lot of people, I bounced around a little bit after college and really just kind of fell into what's called program insurance. So when most people think of insurance, they think of home insurance, auto insurance, life insurance. That would be what's considered commodity insurance, basically like a commodity product. And then there's the world of sort of niche insurance, or what we call as program insurance. So a great example would be like a winery. So if you owned a winery in California, you wouldn't necessarily call a local State Farm agent or Allstate agent to buy an insurance policy for your winery. You would need to find a program, a niche insurance policy that's specifically designed basically for a niche market. And I first got involved with a disability insurance program. It was a nationwide product that was offered kind of like before the days of Aflac, but very niche. It was a program that I was involved in and we had developed. And then I was involved in marine cargo insurance. So you see all the ships that come into the ports, the container ships. Believe it or not, all those containers and all those ships have insurance behind them through Lloyd's of London. And we had a program designed for that niche business. And then I always knew I wanted to develop my own product, my own program. And the world of Airbnb really changed everything as far as vacation rentals and traditional short-term rentals were concerned. And there was a real need for a program, a specialty product specifically designed for this market. And found the right business partner, and we launched in 2014. And I'm very proud to say that we've written now over 35,000 insurance policies in the U.S. A little bit of luck, a little bit of hard work, and here we are.
Yeah, it's really good. I want our listeners to know that I am a customer of Proper Insurance. When I moved to Columbus, my husband and I had spent a couple years really saving up money, and we knew we wanted to invest in real estate in a market that was short-term rental friendly. And we put our heart and soul into some properties here. And I knew that it's so funny because, you know, what are the most important things we talk about on the podcast, right? It's like professional photography is super important and making your space feel like it's homey, but also safe. We have, you know, we have Justin Ford on reoccurring
and
episodes.
Clean, it needs to be really clean.
But I don't know if it's just because I worked so hard for it and I never thought I would be able to own property other than the one that was over my head, but I knew I wanted to protect it. And I had all the questions for my representative, you know, like what happens if something happens, I've got to close down business for, like, I can't host guests for a few days to fix X, Y, and Z. Like, I had all these questions. And so it can be overwhelming and it can be scary and it can be, you don't know what you don't know. And I think a lot of us get complacent too. Well, nothing's happened. So what leads me to believe anything could happen? Or, well, these platforms protect me a certain.
Oh, right. Or, oh no, Airbnb has $1 million policy.
Right. So
I have homeowners
insurance.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course.
So could you help us share with our listeners why it's so important to verify the insurance they use to protect their short-term rental business?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it actually is ironic that we started off with the introduction of myself and me kind of explaining what commodity insurance is, thinking of home, auto, life insurance. And what happens is all the national marketing, I mean, everybody watches the Super Bowl and TV, and there's always commercials about farmers. We've seen it. We've covered it. Allstate agent will be there. And it's mostly price driven because it's a commodity product. I mean, think of an Apple or a desk from China. It's the same product. It usually just boils down to price. Where can I find the best price for this product? And so as humans, we've just been marketed to so heavy that insurance is all about price. And I really don't have to worry about it because it's home, it's auto. You know, when's the last time you went through a comprehensive review of your auto insurance? What are your liability limits? Do you have coverage for your windshield? Do you have, collision damage? And on, you just don't do it because you're under this warm blanket of, hey, I have auto insurance, I'm covered. And to a certain extent, that's true because those products are so similar. But if you were to go out and start a whitewater rafting business and you were going to take people down a river in rafts, or you were going to start a skydiving company, you were going to take people up in a plane and they were going to jump out and skydiving, you're not going to go buy a commodity insurance product. The problem with short-term rentals is everybody thinks and feels like, okay, well, I just have some type of insurance, home insurance, landlord insurance, whatever it is, and I don't need to verify that coverage. But that's not true. when you entrust your property, so what's happening fundamentally when you're short-term renting a property is you are entrusting that property to someone else for a short period of time. You are essentially giving them your keys and you're saying, here's my property for 3 days. Hope you take care of it. And you're going to pay me $1,000, right? Well, when that happens, fundamentally, insurance contracts begin to break down. Liability issues, property damage issues. It's quite honestly a mess. And so the number one takeaway for your listeners now, and hopefully they continue to listen through the rest of the podcast, but you have to verify your coverage. You cannot simply believe this is a commodity business. This is just like driving my car or owning a home, and I have the right insurance. That's not the case. You need to verify your coverage, talk to smart people, get educated, and take it seriously, because you don't want to end up in a position where someone is, heaven forbid, injured at your property, or there's some significant property damage, and you have to find out the hard way that you may not actually have the right insurance.
Can you, I know that you can, would you share with our listeners maybe a story of someone who maybe didn't verify their insurance
or thought they had verified?
Right. Yeah. Can you share? I just want to drive this home to people, because I do a lot of consultations with people and they're worried about so many things. And then I ask them, like, okay, and also insurance, you need to, your usual homeowner's insurance isn't going to be enough for this. And I feel like I kind of lose them there, you know? So
yeah, absolutely. Of course. And insurance is all about examples. We love real life examples because, again, we feel like we're under this blanket of these commercials that really we see on TV. These are huge companies that spend hundreds of millions of dollars advertising, and we're all just kind of covered. But the reality is you have to walk through specific examples and what if this happened, would I be covered, etc. And a great example of a claim denial is actually a video we have on our website, which is pretty easy to find. It's one that we promote and show people because it's public. And what happened is there was a gentleman who purchased a vacation rental policy. He thought it was, anyway, it was branded as a vacation rental policy. And there was a party at his house. He had booked his property and he thought everything was fine. And then they invited some people over and they ended up having a party at the house. And they caused $13,000 in damage to his property. We all hope that never happens. We vet our guests and, you know, Airbnb's gotten better, obviously, with screening people as well. But, you know, it could happen to any one of your hosts. And so he went to file an insurance claim and he said, look, you know, I have a short-term rental policy. There was $13,000 in damage. I'm covered. Well, they denied the claim. They said intentional acts and vandalism aren't covered. And it goes back to what I just told you guys. When you entrust your property to someone, if that person that you entrusted your property to commits a criminal act of vandalism or theft, there's just simply no coverage. So here's a great example. Let's say you own a coffee shop and you're going out of town for a week and you give the keys of your coffee shop to your brother. You say, hey, I'm leaving to go out of town. Can you just watch over the coffee shop while I'm gone? Here are the keys to the coffee shop. Okay, great. Well, it turns out you and your brother don't have as good a relationship as you thought you did.
Okay.
And he ends up stealing all of your coffee equipment, $10,000 worth of espresso machines and inventory, and you come home and all your stuff is gone. What are you going to do? You're going to call your insurance company and go, oh my God, all my stuff was stolen out of my property. And they say, okay, well, we'll send an adjuster out. What happened? Well, it doesn't look like the door was broken. So what exactly happened? Well, I gave the keys to my coffee shop to my brother, and he stole all my stuff. And guess what they say next?
I'm guessing she wasn't covered.
Problem? Yeah. You're the one that gave the keys to your brother. It's just not covered fundamentally, okay? So what we do at Proper, the very first endorsement on our policy is that when you entrust your property to someone else, there is no limit on not only damage that that person may cause to your property, but also theft. Very cool video. We have it on our website. And this gentleman was so upset that he went to the news organization in Atlanta And they did a big newscast on it because he literally felt like he was under this umbrella of coverage of advertising. And it turns out that he didn't ask the tough questions, and that's a tough one. So it's a great example.
So good. I mean, we all, and that's so funny too. People come, you know, oh, you Airbnb, are you afraid of parties happening? Aren't you afraid of XYZ? And I feel like a lot of times the same people who don't then think of ways to protect, you know, we can't control what people do under the roof. We can't control what people do in public at our short-term rentals, unfortunately, you know, so verifying your insurance policy to make sure you're covered and under all circumstances, I think, you know, needs to be at the top of the to-do list.
Is it likely that a normal homeowner's policy would cover any sort of short-term rental?
Fundamentally, no.
Okay.
And the reason being is there's another important concept for you and your listeners to understand is there's the business world and then there's the personal world. Okay. And there is a line down the middle and it's very clear what is business activity and what is personal activity. So when you own a home and you live there and you have a homeowner's policy, that is designed to cover you and your home for personal liability and personal things. And there's an exclusion in there that specifically states this policy will not respond to any property damage or liability claims involving a business activity. And then they define business activity as anything, any compensation annually, because it's a 1-year policy, of $2,500 or more. So here's another great example. Let's say you own a home and you're a good woodworker and you decide to start building wood furniture in your garage and you start this little side business in your garage and you're selling furniture and someone comes over to your house, a client, to pick up a 2 wooden chairs that you've built for them. And then they slip in the driveway because there's ice in the driveway or your kid's toy is in the driveway, whatever. They slip and fall. They get injured in your driveway. They decide to sue you for their bodily injury. They say, I wouldn't be injured if you wouldn't have had ice in your driveway, XYZ. You call your homeowner's company. You're now looking at a $200,000 bodily injury lawsuit that's been filed against you and you file a claim. What happens is they send you a denial letter. They say, we are not representing you. We're not covering this claim. Oh my goodness, how can this be? Because that injury was in relation to a business transaction at your home. Okay, big deal. Babysitting, piano lessons, and things like that often will get approved and not fall under the business activity because you're not making over $2,500. But there's a clear line. We don't cover business activity under a home. So really the $1 million question is running a short-term vacation rental a business transaction or is it not? And I can tell you right now from in the insurance world, it is. Rules and regulations are being passed all across the country as well to require you to register with the city, get a business permit, pay hospitality tax, and often actually get commercial insurance, like the product that we sell.
Absolutely. Okay, this is a great segue. So it is a business, you are making money, and this is no matter how you are hosting, correct? So no matter if they are a long time vacation, like they've got a home on the water meant for vacation travelers, no matter if they are renting a room down the hall from their bedroom, no matter if you are arbitraging, subleasing, co-hosting other people's properties that you then pay them a lease and then any money left over is for you, or if you're running a short-term rental business, no matter any of those 4 categories, they are a business, correct?
Correct. And just so your listeners know as well, the domestic insurance market, so Allstate, USAA, Liberty Mutual, et cetera, has identified this. They have finally caught up a little bit on this homeowner's policy and the traditional Airbnb room for rent. So what is available on the market, which your listeners could buy, if they live in their home right now and they simply just rent out a bedroom, It's not a separate space, upstairs, downstairs, vacation rental arbitrage. This small little category, I live in my house, I have a two-bedroom house, and I rent out one bedroom. There is an endorsement on the market that rewrites that business definition. So they come in, and it's called the ISO home sharing endorsement. So they say, okay, you can keep your homeowners, but we're going to rewrite that business definition to say short-term renting your bedroom is not considered a business. Now, you still can't do woodworking or anything else, but we'll allow you to rent this room and we will give you a certain amount of limited coverage. So like Allstate has what's called the Allstate Host Advantage. It's an endorsement to your homeowners. It's $10,000 in coverage. It's very limited. It's about $75 a year annually. So what we call it is patching a leaky raft. So basically Allstate has come out and said, we don't want you to cancel your insurance. We'll charge you $75 and we'll give you $10,000 in coverage. Kind of an issue if the guy gets drunk and throws a cigarette in a trash can and burns your house down, though. I mean, 10 grand doesn't go very far, but they have addressed it a little bit. But again, to your listeners, this is just that small segment of the short-term rental industry. Outside of that, traditional vacation home, arbitrage re-rent, master lease model, property managers, on and on and on, business insurance is needed. So just that little small segment though. If you're renting a bedroom, you could call your local agent and look at a home sharing endorsement to get limited coverage.
But just ask the questions of what that entails. And if someone throws a cigarette out the window and burns your house down, what does that look like? What are you responsible for if they do something incredibly stupid?
It's a tough thing to thread. And the thing I love about insurance, and part of the reason I dreamed about it as a child, as we were discussing earlier, is it's a contract. Most insurance policies are 50 to 75 pages long, and it is a contract between you and an insurance company. Essentially, what you're doing is you are paying a premium of $500, $1,000, $2,000 a year, whatever it is, to transfer your risk over to the insurance company. And every example, a dog bite, a slip and fall in the shower, a cigarette that burns down my house. What if one of my guests gets drunk and assaults my neighbor? I don't know. Maybe he's an MMA fighter and goes next door and beats somebody up, right? No,
yeah,
but really. Every example that you could possibly think of is defined in that contract. And your agent should be able to tell you, yes, this is covered. No, this is not covered. That's how they're written. Everything is defined. They're created and written to not be subjective. If insurance contracts were subjective, every claim would take 2 years to settle because the insurance carrier would say, well, we think it's this. And the insured would go, well, I think it's that. And it'd end up in court and a judge would ultimately have to decide. That's why contracts are so long. Ours is actually 93 pages long. And so any question you can think of should be able to be answered in your insurance contract.
Okay. So, and I understand the vacation rental owner. I understand the person who is renting the bedroom down the hall. I even understand the arbitrage person because they sign a lease with their owner and then they rent it out on Airbnb and take the profits for themselves. What about if you were a co-host? Let's say, you know, on Airbnb, it's very common and a lot of our listeners do this. They are helping the owner of the property run the property. Maybe they're just chatting with guests. Maybe they're just scheduling the cleaners. What should they themselves, since they are making money off of doing that, should they not only, you know, make sure that their owners have a policy that is adequate, but should they be covered in some regard? And is that something that you guys do?
Yeah, it's a good question. So you really have to break it down as the first thing that you always ask is, number one, who's on the deed? Somebody ultimately owns this property, okay? And we need to think about insurance from their perspective. So somebody owns a home, they're on the deed, they need to look at insurance from their perspective. As far as a co-host is concerned, it all depends on what their activities involve, okay? So if you're simply a co-host And all you do is answer inquiries into bookings, you probably have nothing to worry about. If you actually schedule or potentially go clean that property and you're more involved in the actual management of that property, I mean, co-host is just a kind of a slick way of saying property manager. It's
right.
The same thing. You're co-hosting, which is fine. I love the branding and it goes well with Airbnb, of course, but it all depends on the level of management or co-hosting on that property. And honestly, what I always tell people is just call us. I mean, I don't want to say, you know, proper is the only one. We close about 40% of the people that we quote and talk to. So there's plenty of people. 60% of people decide, I don't want to upgrade and pay more for my insurance. But there's so many situations that we deal with them all. We deal with the tiny home in the backyard. We deal with the duplex where someone lives on one side, short-term rents the other. Maybe you live upstairs and rent your basement. Maybe we even see tree houses. We see train cars, people that have turned train cars into short-term rentals. You now have glamping. A lot of people are doing this glamping around the United States. Each one of them is a little different, but you have to break down who are the parties involved. Someone owns it. Someone's managing it. Maybe there's even another person involved. And you need to break it down. Where's the coverage for all parties involved?
What questions should a host, no matter how they're hosting, what questions should they ask if they call proper insurance, they want to get a quote? What don't they know that they should be asking? Is that a good question?
It is a good question, but I would actually rephrase it. When your listeners call us, our average call is 45 minutes.
Okay.
So it's very robust. We start off with, you know, what's your property address? Let's take a look at your online listing. And part of the reason we're able to do what we do and the success of our program with Lloyd's is we have a snapshot into each property that we insure because of the online listing. It's awesome. We can see, hey, do you have a zip line into a lake? Which it happens, you know, how old is your property? When was it built? Who owns it? Who is the co-host on it? And on and on. And so we kind of navigate through that process and then ultimately end up with a crafted policy specific to your needs. But to rephrase the question, I would say, you know, that's fine. Love to get the leads and the traffic over to proper. But a lot of your listeners have relationships with their current agents.
Sure.
They may be their friends that they went to high school with. I mean, we all know if you don't go to college, you become a real estate agent or an insurance salesman. I mean, that's just reality.
Oh, I love it.
And it's good business.
No, it is very good business.
I'm the exception. I went to college and I'm involved in insurance. I don't know how that happened.
I went to college and I'm involved in real estate. What, get you.
Yep. What they need to do is it's super simple. And to not frighten your listeners, there's so many people that are flying under the radar, okay? They started doing Airbnb in their basement. They're now making some money. They're thinking about doing what you two have done and maybe getting a second property or a third property, maybe getting involved in co-hosting. There's plenty of revenue to go around for everybody, and they just didn't really want to dig into this insurance thing. And so they said, well, I don't necessarily want to call my agent because I don't want him or her to know what I'm doing.
Right. It's like the dirty secret in your closet. You don't want to tell
everybody.
You don't
want, exactly. Yeah. And I have to tell you, I just settled a claim for $400,000. We pay a lot of liability claims. Just settled a $400,000 claim because there wasn't a railing on a stairway in a property. This is crazy stuff, and you just can't fly under the radar. As much as you go, man, I love making a couple extra grand, what happens if someone's staying at your property and you haven't cleaned the bathtub well enough, there's a little soap scum in there, and they slip and hit their head? I mean, it's over. You've worked so hard to create a life for yourself that you just have to bump this insurance thing up the list. The good news is that there's options out there, and they're actually not that expensive. I mean, our average arbitrage client, and we have some people that have 50, 100 policies with us, It's $50 a month, $70 a month for insurance. And so it's like, is it worth it to sleep better at night and have all my ducks in a row for $75 a month?
Yes.
and so you've got to bump it up the list. So back to the original question though, what does your listener do and send to their agent? Who they have a relationship with?
Sure, yes.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they just sold them life insurance. I mean, sure. I don't know if we're supposed to laugh there or not, because everybody seems to laugh with life insurance. You know? Like the scum of society,
right,
people who sell life insurance. Well, you know, people die. I've never really believed in it, honestly, because the only beneficiary is the person, is not me.
I mean,
I'm supposed to die and then it pays out.
It's a gift. Just, it's a gift to your family.
It's a gift. Exactly. It's an inheritance. It's a gift.
Yes.
But what they need to do is send their online listing to their agent, because that is sort of the uh-oh moment for everybody. It's kind of like, okay,
they're doing it. They're
I admit
not just
what
talking
I'm doing.
It. Yeah. It's confession. Correct. Time. So need- it's confession.
Exactly. So they send the online listing to their agent and they say, look, here's my online listing to my short-term rental property. I have some concerns about property and liability coverage, and I just want to make sure I'm covered for both property damage and liability exposure that could happen at my short-term rental. And that starts the conversation. Some people, honestly, will get emails back that say, oh, I'm so glad you showed this to me. We don't cover short-term rentals and we're non-renewing your insurance. You've got 30 days to find other insurance.
Okay.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Does that, I do want to kind of get some of the dirty laundry out there though. Have you seen people get dropped from their primary insurance because they let their insurer know that they're doing short-term rental?
100% every day.
Really?
We get people that call us every day. So we have a huge SEO campaign. We have a huge Google campaign. We write, we're up to now almost 800 new policy. That's new policyholders a month.
Wow.
That's a lot of business.
Yeah.
That's 30, 40 new policies a day. And I would say probably 25% of our business comes from people just like that. Who decided to come out of the closet, right?
Yeah.
Their agent, what they're doing, and they find out they're not covered and they're being dropped. But the nice thing is insurance is a highly regulated industry. And depending on what state you are in, it's not a federal regulation, so it's done on a state-by-state level. They will give you a certain amount of time to find other insurance. They will never drop you and say, you're not covered tomorrow. Can't do that. What if there's a forest fire and your house burns down? So most states are 30 days. A lot of states are 45 days. And the longest, I can't tell you what state it is off the top of my head, but I believe it's 90 days to find other insurance. But again, $75 a month, $100 a month, whatever it is, what you don't want to be in is a situation of where you're being sued. I mean, the number one thing is liability. That has the ability to, unfortunately, change your life forever. I mean, what if someone's injured and you're sued for $500,000? It's just not worth it. You have to come out of the closet and tell people what you're doing. Tell your agent what you're doing.
Does proper insurance insure short-term rentals in every state?
Yes, and DC. So we would say 51 areas, but okay. We do. It took us about a year to get business in North Dakota, but believe it or not, there is a big population of pheasant in North Dakota, and pheasant hunting is big there. It's one of the pheasant hunting capitals of the world.
Oh my gosh!
And there are vacation rentals in North Dakota.
Wow!
Believe it or not. So yeah, everyone, all 50 states.
And is it possible? Let's say I didn't tell my high school buddy who does my homeowner's insurance that I was short-term renting, but I went straight mm-hmm. to proper to get my short-term mm-hmm. rental insurance. Could there ever be, could that be dangerous in the fact that my primary homeowner's insurance was not aware of my proper insurance? Is that a dangerous lane to be in?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Absolutely not. In other words, I think your question is, let's say you own a primary home, you have a car, and then you have a secondary home.
Mm-hmm.
All three insured with your high school friend.
Yep.
and then you decide to go outside that and insure your second home with proper, is that going to affect the home and the auto that you currently have?
Right.
From a legal standpoint, no.
Okay.
From a premium standpoint, potentially, because they may have some kind of multi-policy discount.
Gotcha. Okay.
And yeah, we always tell people to go back too. I mean, this is an open book. That's what I love about our program is we're not in the dark. We want everybody to be involved. And believe it or not, we have over 3,000 insurance agents appointed with proper all across the United States. So what ends up happening a lot of times is, in your example, you will send your listing to your agent. Your agent says, oh, we don't do that. And then you find proper, and then you show proper to your agent, and your agent gets appointed with us to sell our product. So we do it both ways. We sell direct to consumer, which is about 70% of our business. And then we also sell through retail agents who are appointed with us. We just want everyone to have the right insurance, so we don't exclude anyone.
Well, I'm sure you exclude some people. And if you can tell us that, what would cause proper to exclude a short-term rental from their policies? What do we need to be on top of before we get denied?
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's the biggest reason would be forest fire. California has been on fire, as you know, for the last 3 years on a historic level. 2018 was the worst year in recorded history for property damage losses. And then that was only to be outdone by 2019. And so what we do in those situations to limit our exposure is we set aggregate limits in certain counties. So a great example would be San Bernardino County, California. San Bernardino is where Lake Arrowhead and Big Bear Lake is. Very, very popular vacation rental destination from LA. It's about an hour up in the mountains out of LA. So it's going to burn eventually. We just don't know when. And so we want the premium because a lot of people want our product, but we set an aggregate limit, which means total exposure in that area of 50 million or 100 million or 30 million, whatever we decide, to limit our exposure. Certain areas we've hit our aggregate limits, honestly. And so when people come in to get a quote, they say, oh man, I listened to the podcast and I want to get a quote. And we go, oh, unfortunately, you can't buy our insurance because we met our aggregate limit in a certain area. Now, with that said, as our program continues to grow into the hundreds of millions in premium, those aggregate limits go up proportionally with the growth of our program. So if we had, say, 30 million in an aggregate limit in San Bernardino County, 2 years from now, that aggregate limit may be 50 million. So we can slowly add on more properties the bigger our program gets. That would be the number one reason you would be denied. The only other reason you would really be denied is if you had certain liability issues that we were not comfortable with and that you were not willing to remove. So a great example is the diving board. So we insure a ton of properties with swimming pools. And what I always tell people is think of what a swimming pool looks like when you go to Hilton. There's a sign, there's depth markers, there's often a lifeguard on duty, et cetera, et cetera. You're competing with Hilton, and you're subject to the same hospitality laws that Hilton is. And people do get injured and drown in swimming pools. So we have certain requirements. We require you to have depth markers on your pools. That's the number one liability claim. People dive into a shallow pool. You got to have depth markers, life safety equipment, and then a swim at your own risk sign. And we do not allow diving boards. So some owners have diving boards and they say, I don't want to remove my diving board. Well, guess what? You don't get to buy our insurance.
Wow.
That's just the reality.
No,
of it.
We heard that.
Yeah, it's just a disaster waiting to happen. And then everyone's premium goes up because think of all of our insured. If we have three limit claims of $1 million a year, well, all of a sudden it's not 70 a month, it's 95 a month every year. You know, we're all in this together.
Sure.
And yeah, those would be the two main reasons that you would be not allowed into the proper insurance program.
Okay. And then does proper do anything else besides short-term rental insurance? I'm like, hey, can you do my homeowners and my car insurance? Mm-hmm. You guys do not touch that at all, correct? You specialize.
No,
Okay.
We don't. And we do get asked that a lot just because our approach is very consultative and people do like doing business with us. But we just do one thing, and that's short-term vacation rentals. This one program or niche product, as I explained in the beginning.
I know this isn't strange for business coverage, but I think I wow a lot of people when I bring this up to them about why. If I get, you know, glazed over eyes when I say you have to make sure that you're properly insured if you're going to run a short-term rental. The one thing I ask them is like, well, what if, you know, I'm going to say the dirty word that gives me the heebie-jeebies. I'm just going to say it.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about it.
I'm just going to say
it. I know
what you're
going to
say. What if you get bed bugs, you know, and you have to clean your, you know, you get rid of them, and that takes time. It takes, I've not had them in my short-term rentals, but I lived in New York for 14 years and I had them three times. Mm-hmm. And so I just think about that revenue loss. You know, not only do you have to take care of the insect, but then you have to, you know, you're shut down for up to 2 weeks sometimes, if not more. So I loved that when I spoke to my representative at Proper Insurance, you know, I asked him that tough question, like, what happens if this happens? Like, what do you help? Like, what should I do? And so just all those questions that keep you up at night, listeners, that maybe you may think all the stories you hear in the media, unfortunately, they're all kind of, they tend to be sensationalized because there are thousands and thousands of check-ins a day and they all go well and off without a hitch. But it's always that one that we hear of that keeps you up at night and keeping you from doing that thing you want to do, which is open up a short-term rental. So is there anything else that like, that always, I feel like gets people thinking like, oh, maybe I should, you know, get the correct insurance for my short-term rental. But anything else that...
I actually, that made me think of something. Mm. Darren, something that everybody asks us about, and I've never even, I actually haven't met anybody that's this happened to, is what if you get squatters? What if they refuse to leave? Does Proper cover anything like that?
It's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that is a good question. So real quick on the bed bugs though.
Yes.
The way to explain it, and this is a really good fundamental concept for your listeners as well. Every insurance policy, homeowners, landlord, commercial, which is AKA Proper, it's a two-part policy. So one part is property coverage. So it's what you can touch and feel. Your house burns down, your contents are stolen, right? Mm-hmm. Actual property. And then the other side of the policy is what's called liability. And it's liability for bodily injury that you could be found liable for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at bed bugs, unfortunately, it's a double deuce. and your bigger concern is actually liability.
Mm.
Because if somebody stays at your property, if you Google, I know I hate to tell your people to do this, but if you Google bed bug liability claims.
No.
Oh man.
What comes
everywhere.
Up? I've only
everywhere.
Googled know, like don't even, mental health issues and bed bugs.
Well, if people get bit, they sue, and rightfully so. I mean, honestly, they expect that they're moving into, or excuse me, temporarily staying at a property for a week or a night that doesn't have bed bugs, and they find an attorney and they sue. So number one, speaking of your questions to send your agent, if someone gets bitten by bed bugs at my short-term rental, here's the listing, by the way, and they sue me, do I have coverage? Well, that's a great question. And unfortunately, all standard insurance policies have what's called an infestation exclusion. And that surrounds insects and bugs from a property standpoint. So from a liability standpoint, you'd have to ask your agent whether there was an infestation exclusion from a liability standpoint. Most of them have them. So unfortunately, there's just no coverage. It's just one of those things. You need a good post-day inspection and you need to make sure that you don't have bad bed bugs. What Proper did, and part of the reason we're also more expensive, is one, we do not have a bed bug infestation liability exclusion. So heaven forbid if you did get sued, there would be legal defense and potential settlement occurrence limits for you. Number two, from a property standpoint, again, all homeowners insurance, landlord insurance, no one covers infestation. And rightfully so, because it's pretty subjective. People could go, well, I've got bugs in my attic and this and that, and the insurance companies, and it's just, it's considered home maintenance. And it's your responsibility as a homeowner to know what's going on at your house. It's not a sudden and accidental event. It's not a fire. It's not a broken water pipe. It's not a theft, a burglary, a tree fell on your house, lightning, wind. That's what insurance is for.
Keep the tragedies coming,
right?
Darren. Keep the tragedies coming.
Yeah. Well, it's not. It occurs over time.
Right.
There's no bang, right? Insurance is designed to cover you for a bang. So what we did is we created what's called a loss leader. In other words, we pay out a lot more in claims than we actually take in premium for our bed bug coverage. But it drives a lot of people to ultimately buy our product. So it's a loss leader on our policy. And we give you up to $15,000 in coverage for bed bug infestation. And what that covers is the full cost of the extermination of the bed bugs. U.S. nationwide, it's $2,500 is the average for complete removal of infestation. And then we give you 1 week's worth of lost business income as a result of the bed bug infestation, which I'm proud to say is an insurance first. There is no other insurance policy in the world that will pay you lost business income as a result of bed bug infestation.
This
honestly, literally made it up.
Your agents were very friendly, very informative, but I ask that question. Usually people are like, nah, sorry, girl. And I'm like, no, like I, anyway. And he said that, yes, we will help you with that. And when you're shut down, while you're fumigating, we will protect your life. And I was like, sold.
Let's give Justin a shout out on the podcast here.
He Justin Broden
was him. Michael and Justin helped us get secure our guest, and they're securing our earnings if we get bed bugs infestation. So.
Really quick before, because we want to respect your time. I know you're busy. But I want to ask this before we let you go is, people will always say, well, Airbnb covers us. We have that $1 million host coverage or whatever it is up to now.
Of course.
What is your response to that?
Yeah, I don't need you. I don't need proper. I got $1 million by Airbnb.
Oh, yeah, of course. and I will answer that. Real quick to your squatter's coverage, though.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what's called a civil matter.
Okay.
And the policy that you buy, homeowner's insurance, if you will, it's property and liability insurance. It doesn't protect you against civil matters. So you would have to take that up with the courthouse and, you know, have them removed and on and on.
Okay,
there's no property damage.
That wouldn't touch my homeowners. That wouldn't touch my short-term rental. That would go completely out of bounds on all this.
It's a civil issue because there's no property damage, right?
Okay, yep.
Now, if the squatter destroyed your property and stole everything,
then you could
file a claim.
Cool.
And there's no bodily injury. So
gotcha.
There's no coverage under homeowner insurance.
That's a gray area.
Civil
there.
Matter.
Okay. All right. So that we got the $1 million question.
Yep.
Airbnb's got the million
and there's
dollar.
Two of them.
Yep.
Yeah. So there's two things out there. People get confused. Remember, we just talked about property coverage and liability coverage.
Yes.
So number one, Airbnb has what's called the Airbnb host guarantee.
Yes.
And that guarantees you $1 million of property coverage. So again, we're on the property side. So
okay.
If a guy gets drunk and flicks a cigarette and burns your house down, they're going to rebuild your house.
Okay.
Property coverage. I will reference people to a very public thing that happened last summer. And I believe it's on our blog, but you can just Google Airbnb host guarantee California lawsuit or something like that.
Okay.
And they'll find it. But actually happened. They were doing cigarettes and fireworks and somebody burned a house down, $1.6 million home in Sonoma, California, and crickets. Didn't hear a word from Airbnb for 16 months. And then finally they decided to take it to the press. They took it to NBC Bay Area. They started to spread the word about what is the guarantee, really the guarantee. And maybe you could put a link to that at the end of your blog.
Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes.
I'll send you the link.
Sure.
So the question is, it's not an insurance policy. There's no contract between you and the insured. Remember we said you pay a premium for a transfer of risk and you get a policy with your name on it?
Right.
It's not insurance. So
sure.
I'm not saying that the host guarantee has never paid out because it does.
Right.
I mean,
Absolutely.
We get involved in it sometimes.
Right.
And, you know, someone breaks a coffee table, and they write a check for $800, okay? A lot of limitations. You have to file it within a certain amount of time and on and on. So there's a lot of ways for them to get out of paying the guarantee. But the reality is, why are you buying insurance for again, we're on property coverage. Two reasons. One, fire, it happens. Okay, you got to protect your asset. You own a $500,000 house. If it burns down, you need it to be rebuilt. It's fire insurance. And number two, well, three reasons actually. Number two is water damage. It's the number one claim with homeowners. Broken water pipes, leaky ice makers, washers and dryers, water destroys everything. If you have a water damage claim, it's expensive. And then number three is wind. Wind messes stuff up. It blows trees on your house. It rips your roof off, etc. Those are the real three reasons you have insurance on your structure, on your property. And I mean, this court, this example in the Bay Area, if you honestly believe that a guest is going to smoke a joint and throw it in a trash can and your house is going to burn down and you're going to send to Airbnb an email and they're going to rebuild it, you're out of your mind. I mean, let's be honest.
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean,
but you'll help us with that, right?
If you're insured with proper, there's no limit on damage caused by a
guest. All right.
And we go back to the beginning. So it's there. It's a great marketing tool.
Yeah.
Number two, now let's flip over to the liability side. Bodily injury that you could be found liable for. That's called the Airbnb host protection. And that is an actual policy. So they have a policy through Lloyd's and Airbnb is the named insured. So your name's still not on it, which means you have no policy rights or anything. And the thing with the host protection is we do run into it. Sometimes we're co-defendants and stuff. It's there. There's not a ton of documentation of it actually paying out. And it's kind of a mystery, honestly. But I say the same thing. I mean, if somebody is going to slip and fall in your bathtub, break their back and sue you for $500,000, if you think that and your name's not on the policy, you're going to send Airbnb an email and they're going to represent you. I mean, I just think you're just not living in reality.
You're smoking that joint that went in the trash can.
You're smoking the joint before it went in. Exactly. It just, you know, and if you look at the actual policy, there's a lot of limitations. Personal and advertising injury is excluded, which is a huge one. I don't want to scare your listeners, but we actually have a couple open invasion of privacy claims. And believe it or not, people can sue you for invasion of privacy and it's scary. So that's excluded from the host protection. Assault is excluded from that. You can't control what your guests are going to do. Again, if you are a master lease and somebody's staying at the property, they drink too much and they assault someone in the hallway or down at the gym, the common gym in the condo complex or whatever. Ultimately, all that stuff can get tied back to you because you're the one running the business in the condominium complex. And you're just not, it's not covered under the host protection. So again, you need a policy with your name on it, which means you paid a premium for it and you have full policy rights and you have coverage that you paid for. So nothing against Airbnb. I love them. But if you had to answer it in one line, it's great marketing.
Right.
It's great marketing.
Right.
Sure. All right. So all of our listeners are, you know, I'm sure they're frantically texting their college insurance.
I don't know what they're doing right now.
Or they're curled up in a ball, like taking
the next step. No, don't. Get out of the ball and take that first step.
Yeah. So first, let's do some steps. Let's give them some action. Send a note, send a text, send an email. Let's just get honest with what your current policy is. And here's where I want to walk through. If they were to call proper, Darren, or you know, go online, walk us through really quick what that looks like. Because is this daunting for them? Is this something they can get done in a week? Is this something that's going to take a long time? Is this something that's going to really impact their pocket right away? Walk us through just some really quick steps do we get started?
Great. And the easiest thing to do is to hit our homepage and we have a big button there, a big call to action that says online quote in 5 minutes. And that isn't sales and marketing. You can actually get through that in less than 5 minutes. Yeah, it's your property information, you know, when your property was built, how much business income do you want, etc. Even if you don't fill it out correctly, most people don't. that just starts the process and that comes into our CRM system and then an agent will reach out. And we also have what's called same day binding authority. So if you have listeners now who send that email tomorrow to their friend who's an agent and they go, oh my goodness, you should have told me about this earlier. You need to find other coverage. We can actually have coverage in place same day. Because we're the general agent for this product, we're like a step above your Main Street agent. We issue the policy, we underwrite, we collect payment, we do everything. We're like super agents, basically. So yeah, literally 5-minute quote online, put your information on, or you can pick up the phone and call. But I would say hit the website, put in the information, takes less than 5 minutes. And overall, I'm being very honest, the entire process is probably a 2 to 3 hour process. I mean, with getting all your questions, if you don't answer any questions and you go, I listen to a podcast, I don't like my agent, I'm going to take 5 minutes to get a quote, I'm going to talk for 10 minutes on the phone with the rep, you could be covered in less than 15 minutes,
right.
But you want to answer these questions and stuff. So and 2-3 hours.
Great. So I want to tell our listeners, we will link to Proper in our show notes. And I know we're working and you guys have a relationship. Listeners that are loyal listeners know about Justin Ford at Breezeway. And I think, Proper Insurance and Breezeway, you guys have a relationship that there could be a reduction on their premium if they go through the safety certification. So, I think, you know, the episodes that we are doing with Justin really align with the product that Proper Insurance is providing you as a short-term rental business. So take a look at that. I know if you're doing that consultation with the Proper Insurance rep, please talk to them if you are a part of the Thanks for Visiting or Breezeway safety certification. There's probably some discounts that we could work on there also. Is that correct,
yeah, there is.
Darren? Okay.
Yeah, that's 100%. We actually launched it. We're almost, I mean, it's up now, but we're at the tail end of launching it and then everything will be live now. I mean,
right.
It's
hopefully
literally like happening as we speak. And yeah, awesome. It's a 5% property and liability discount because we charge a property premium and a liability premium. And we offer across the board 5% discount to become a Breezeway safety certified. It's really cool. And your listeners should know about that. Though.
And nothing is more worth it than a nice night of sleep where you know you've got everything taken care of. So, Darren, I'm just going to say, I know we just kind of scratched the surface here. I'm sure we'll have you back on the show. I'm sure our listeners are going to flood us with no insurance term.
Pun intended.
Yeah, they're going to flood us with questions. We're going to have a ton of water damage after this one. But thank you for being on the show. But if anybody had any specific questions, maybe they didn't want to go through that, is going to properinsurance.com, is that the best place for them to find you and resources and blog all of the information that you guys are giving out for free?
There is. And when you're on our blog, there's a search function. So you could type in bed bug or Airbnb or things like that. We write a couple blog posts a week about news articles and regulations and all that kind of stuff. Or you can send in a general email to info@proper.insure as well. So you've got the website or that email if you just want to send in a general question, and that'll be redirected and routed to the appropriate person, etc.
Awesome. Well, we cannot thank you enough. And I know our listeners, Sarah and I had a ton of questions and I'm sure it's got all of them thinking too.
Yeah, so thank you for your time, expertise and your love of insurance and then sharing it with people who quite honestly, you know, need it so that we can do what we love doing and sleep at night and, you know, just make sure everyone's protected.
I mean, thanks this for creating the product.
I am a half glass of glass half full guy.
Mm-hmm.
Always. I'm big on manifestation, positive energy, cosmos, all that kind of stuff. And I'm telling you, this is a great podcast for your listeners because this is a good thing. This is not a negative,
right?
Oh man, I wish I wouldn't have listened to that because now I have to deal with insurance. Absolutely not. There's a lot of solutions out there. Proper is obviously the big solution, but there's other ones too. And it's just one that you have to check off your list. And the nice thing is once it's done,
yeah, it's done.
It's done.
Yes.
It's 2 or 3 hours. It's an annual premium. And then you set it and forget it and you're covered.
There. That's the only thing you're allowed to set and forget, everyone. You still have to check your properties, make sure safety's there, make sure the couch still looks good. But when it comes, there's one thing I'm going to allow. We preach not setting it and forgetting it when it comes to the actual listing and their property and their business. But this thing, this one thing, you do it right the first time and you can pretty much just
give us money once a year and you're good.
Love it. Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much, Darren. We appreciate you being on the show today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good luck with everything. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. All right, listeners, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and we are
Thanks for Visiting. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.